This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't make a big time move, I think there's still room to reach a ceiling for Greg Rousseau. Mm-hmm. I think year in and year out, we're seeing a dramatic raise in the level of his game. And then I think this last season, I know the sack numbers weren't there, but in terms of affecting the quarterback, he's about as good as it gets. I mean, he's top 10 in the league in pressure rate, but I think adding a big time disruptor, whether it be in the middle or on the other side of him, I think you want to see that for a little bit of a sustained time.
That was Matt Perino on with Chilton Bulldog last week, or this past week. So it was with Bulldog there.
Not last week until tomorrow.
Yeah. Almost made it. No, I almost made it.
You almost did it.
Almost did it. But hour number two, Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you at the Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo show here at Batavia Downs as the rotation is going through here with the autographs and photo sessions. Chris Chelios, Doug Gilmore up on the docket right now. And, of course, to start off this second hour, we bring back Ryan Hasenauer. As Ryan, oh, I got to put you back up, buddy.
Oh, there. I'm there.
There we are.
There I am.
We're back.
Yes,
sorry
back.
About that.
No worries. Chad Michael Murray's coming up here in a second, too. And then Frank Wright, the architect of the comeback, will be here as well. So this is the meat and potatoes here in the middle of the day of the show. So it's
meat and potatoes. And like you had said, $10 for admission.
$10 admission, you get $10 back in free play, so it's like, you know, coming for free. Minors, anybody under 12 is free. If you're in that 13 to 18, you still got to pay $10, but unfortunately you can't use your free play in the gaming floor, but still going to get access to these great athletes and all the fun stuff that's going on out there.
Man, we wonder why teenagers are so angsty. It's because they don't get that free play.
They don't get that free play.
Yeah,
that's right.
And
they have 18.
And they have to pay the $10.
That's right. Got to be 18 to get on that gaming floor. So, but it's going to be a great day.
It's not a phase bomb.
Yeah. We got beautiful blue skies out there. I was just taking a look out front, you know, clear parking lot. Everything looks great.
It's nice to see the blue skies.
It is, because it's been pretty gray lately.
Yes.
We've gotten snow pretty much every day.
Every day but February 11th.
Yeah.
I was watching Channel 7 the other day, and I caught that. Every day but February 11th, we've had some sort of snowfall.
Yeah.
I was exasperated just hearing that.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Speaking of Chris Chelios, there he is. He's right in front of us.
Oh, there he is. Chris Chelios walking up.
Yeah, still looks like Chris Chelios. Not every athlete, going to be honest with you, doesn't look like the, you know, because you remember, you're like, oh, that guy, he looks like that. And just like, well, yeah, but no, he's like 50 or 60. Like everybody, you know, listen, I'm not the spring chicken I used to be either. You know, I'm not trying to cast aspersions about anybody.
Chris Chelios also played until like he was 47 or something like that.
Anyone that comes three times.
Nasty
the guy's
stuff.
An absolute stud. He's unbelievable. So we were just talking off air real quick about, you know, some of the things that you do and see and find here. I just walked by a booth has an 8.5 Beckett graded Michael Jordan rookie Fleer card.
Wow.
The famous red border, you know, Jordan rookie card. I think they're selling it for $8. Steal the deal. $8K. If you got $8,000, you want to get something with.
I was like, eight. $8? Yeah. $800?
I think I just heard my wallet weeping.
Yeah.
So that's our, you know, and it's funny too. You know, we've had a lot of people here over the years. So in October, we had Show Up in the Bulldog Friday night. on Halloween, actually, or yep. the day after Halloween. It was November 1st. And then we had, of course, Nate was here the next day. But over the years, Shope's been here a couple times. And one of the times that he was here on a, I think they were here on a Friday night, I actually found a WGR bumper sticker. That had the Sabres logo on it, and it was definitely from, like, the early time that you guys were, like, with, you know, the Sabres, like, way back then. And I was just so thrilled. He's like, oh, look at that. Like, it was kind of a nice little fun thing to find. So lots of singles. I was looking around, a lot of graded singles. We mentioned the Pokemon cards are here. A lot of boxes you can just buy and break yourselves, you know, go through and try to find some of these big hits. So that's pretty exciting. But one story I wanted to relay, you know, because we're sitting right next to the booth, and the reason Chris Chelios just walked by is because he was doing his meet and greet. So not only can you get an autograph from these folks, but you can pay a little extra, and a professional photograph will be taken of you, or you can just hand the person your cell phone, and yep. it'll take a picture of you so you can get up on social media right away, because that's what people like to do, too. But Michael Irvin was here a couple years ago, and a buddy of mine, Tony, is a huge Cowboys fan, huge Miami fan, the U. And, of course, everyone knows that Irvin went to the U. And so he came to do his autographs, and then he went to the booth to do his pictures, and my friend Tony was last up, and he had on a Michael Irvin jersey of the Hurricanes. It wasn't his Cowboys jersey, it was his Miami Hurricanes jersey. And Michael Irvin, like, flipped out. He thought it was the coolest thing ever. Like, took some extra time with my buddy, took pictures with his own personal cell phone of him and my friend wearing the shirt, so we could either nice. Tweet it out or send it to his friends. Dude, it made my friend feel like $1 million. And that's the kind of things, like, they say don't meet your heroes. That's the thing that they say. But I will tell you that when I met Mike Richter here last year, the former goalie for New York Rangers and the winner, the winning goalie, and MVP of the 1996 World Cup of Hockey, the last time Team USA won Best on Best.
yeah.
He couldn't have been more gracious, was wonderful with me and my son. It was definitely a moment for me because, I mean, he was, like, literally my hero, like, my favorite, like, hockey player of all time, probably my favorite athlete of all time. I was there when they retired his number at the Garden. My dad and I flew down there.
Yep.
Only the second time I've ever been to the Garden before. And it was just incredible to meet him, talk to him, and just spend time. And that's what this type of event affords you the ability to do, is that you can meet these people, you can talk to them. And, you know, everyone's got to, you know, don't be weird, just be cool. But, you know, at the same time, it's just really exciting to be here and do those things. So what a thrill. What a thrill to see these people and to see the smiles on these faces as people are getting their stuff signed.
And
it's hard not to smile walking around and seeing all that
out there, too.
You know, like, there's just so much.
And especially even just, like, the little things that you can get out at the Expo Hall, too, is something that you can just cherish, one of those sort of items as well forever. Like, you got a kid with you with you at the Expo Hall or something like that, and you get them something like even just a card.
Right.
You don't even have to spend a lot on it, but it's a memory of, like, and that's how you sometimes even get into the hobby of sports collectibles and memorabilia like that.
Right. It's not just pulling some gem mint, you know, 10, you know, card, or, you know, pulling something out of a pack. It's spending time together as family, going to do something that you both love, that you're both passionate about, you know, and we Western New Yorkers, everyone knows how passionate we are about our sports teams. And, you know, one of them's doing good right now, one of them's not doing so good right now. Yeah. And but there's still the passion for the team that's not doing so well right now, because there's still a lot of positive memories, you know, from the past about those guys. So to get an autograph from, you know, Dougie Gilmore today, or for Gilbert Perreault tomorrow, or geez, and Ernie D from the Buffalo Braves is going to be here tomorrow, a guy who played for the, you know, when we actually had a basketball team back in the day.
Yep.
You know, there's still a lot of great memories for some of the older folks to see Ernie D and to get his autograph. So, like you said, a lot of smiles and just a lot of core memories being created.
You mentioned the Bills forever, Ryan, and coming up here down the stretch, we got Frank Reich, Kyle Williams, London Fletcher, Steve Christie, all of them 12:30, 1:30, 2 o'clock respectively.
Right.
And they're all here for an hour correspondingly.
And I'll tell you this, that's really important about London Fletcher and about Frank Reich, because my buddy Chris, who's here with me, he drove in from Syracuse. He's here all weekend because he's a big collector himself.
Yep.
And, you know, does a little bit of work with some of these people behind the scenes as well. Super nice guy. He let me know, because I'm in the game, but I'm not in the game, right?
Like, right.
I know about this world, but I'm not, you know, I'm in the marketing world. I'm the guy that does marketing for Pacific Downs.
You're working.
Yeah.
I'm working here.
He told me... He told me how tough it is to get London Fletcher and Frank Wright's autographs because those two guys don't do a lot of shows. Frank coaches.
Yes.
So when you're a coach, you don't necessarily want to be at autograph shows because like you're watching tape, you're recruiting, you're doing –
You're working here.
You're working. Yeah, you're working. I'm working here. Whereas, you know, London Fletcher, I guess, just doesn't seem to do a lot of these shows. So if you're a person who likes London Fletcher, if he was on certain teams that you want to get like a – I see somebody who's got a helmet right here that's probably got a dozen autographs on it.
Yep.
You know, there's a good possibility that if there's like, oh, I'm getting everybody for the 1998 team, the 2022 team or whatever,
yep.
You know, you need London Fletcher for the years that he played for the Bills, so you want to make sure you get that autograph. So he does not do a lot of autograph sessions, so getting him is a huge get. I thought, oh, London Fletcher, he was a good linebacker, good player, you know, but like, you know, he
really
wasn't Brian Urlacher, he wasn't Mike Singletary, you know, it's like, oh, he's a good player. My buddy goes, dude, he goes, not only was he a good player, he goes, but he never signs, and he's signing. I was like, you're going to see a big line for London Fletcher because he doesn't usually sign. And I thought, well, that's an interesting little tidbit. One thing that happened a couple years ago, there was a guy who was a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. I want to say in the late 80s or something. Well, he was on like some team that didn't do the comeback, right? Because that was in the middle 2000s. But he was on some team, but it was really tough to get him because for a couple of years, nobody knew where he was. And also, he was incarcerated at one point.
Oh.
So sometimes it's the rarity of being able to get to these people.
The rarity of a player's availability.
Makes it available. We're talking about population. You were talking about the Jack Kemp card. You know, if you've got a Gem Mint 10 of that and the population is only 3, that means there's only 3 Gem Mint 10 graded cards out there. And there might be a bunch that are really nice cards, but they're not graded. You know?
Right.
And so that makes it incredibly, again, rare. It's that adds to the value. So, you know, you're going to see some athletes here that don't get out much, or at least don't even come to the Western New York area that much. And so, therefore, there's a scarcity there. So that'll get the people here.
Yeah.
And the best ability is availability.
That's
right.
And that can also even be attributed here with collecting. I'm seeing something interesting here now about the Rams giving Matthew Stafford's agent permission to speak with other teams. Mm. So, like, is LA just rebuilding now?
Jeez, trying to get rid of. They're forcing Cooper Kupp out.
Yeah, they're forcing Cooper Kupp out. Matthew Stafford's being able to talk to other teams. Are they just hitting the button, saying, "All right, we had our chance. Time to rebuild on the fly," kind of like the Bills did?
Could be. I mean, you know, it's with the salary cap going up, right? Salary cap's about to go up. If they've got money, you know, maybe they can make a play and do some things. So, you know, there's you're never really technically rebuilding if you can just find the right core pieces and still have some cash to splash if the salary cap goes up.
Aaron Rodgers, L.A. Rams.
Okay, oh. All right. I don't know about that.
Now everyone knows he's going to the Vikings. That's the
he's
got
to complete the he's got to complete the prophecy.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
It's Zach Jones and I talked about this during the season of if Sam Darnold played better at the end of the season in the playoffs, that would have been a really hard decision to make about J.J. McCarthy. And we both thought the Rams were going to be a great idea for, like, trade candidate for McCarthy, not even Darnold, of, like, all right, just run it back if you're Minnesota, and then what do you do with McCarthy? The Rams would have been a team that I would have loved to see and go, hey, you remember how we said to heck with them picks? We'll do it again for J.J. Then he'd be able to throw to Puka Nacua out the gate.
Do they just grab Darnold now?
That might actually be a good idea.
That's the question. Because
Darnold might be a play, or they might just straight up tear it down for a better quarterback class next year.
Yeah. Who knows? It's going to be interesting to see how this offseason shakes out.
There's a lot of moving pieces for this offseason that are going to be very fascinating. Of course, one of the hills that I'm willing to die on is go trade for that defensive end, that star pass rusher, so that you can try to make things better. And Ryan's got more to do, so yeah. We'll talk with Ryan in a bit as well.
It's so, just... ouch. No, the moving gears of the offseason, the cap continues to go up. I just don't know when it stops. You know,
that's
where I'm at. Baseball's uncapped.
Yes.
And you see
the
some
only
of these
sport
contracts.
That is now.
Well, yeah, the only sport that is, but you see some of these contracts. Juan Soto. Right? Like what he got with the Mets.
Right.
Why wouldn't you go play for the Mets? Why would you stay on the Yankees, right? As a Yankees fan, I'm saying that. Ohtani with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So I think you're looking at what an uncapped league could be. When does the NFL just kind of, like, I get it, you're capping it, but if the cap continues to go up every season, you're basically uncapping. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, you're basically getting to a point where, like, ready? And this is going to go into our next discussion. You're allowed to be able to afford James Cook. at a higher rate if it keeps going up.
Right.
Especially if it keeps going up the way that it has been. You'd be able to afford James Cook. You'd be able to have an easier discussion with your negotiations. If you get them down to like 12 or 13, that's an easy get if the cap keeps doing what it's doing. You cannot predict it going like that year in, year out, because it mostly has to do with the fact of how is the revenue stream going.
Yeah.
And then you'd be able to pay into that as well. So yeah. I still think there's this opportunity that the James Cook saga is not even close to over. He said himself he doesn't want any drama, anything like that.
No, because honestly,
and that's James Cook. He absolutely is the low-key guy. He doesn't want any trouble.
Don't you see him in any exciting moment? He's not doing anything. He
gives you a smile.
Stoic.
That's it. Yeah.
Like, that's essentially what he is.
He is mostly stoic a lot of the time, but like, he is still just this guy of like, yeah, all right, cool. I'm just going to smile and just we'll have ourselves our time.
And it's barely a smile half the time. He's unbothered, but not in a bad way. He's not just like blowing off the emotion, but
yeah, no, he's never like
he's not going to be the center of an issue.
He like there's even been jokes about him looking dismissive or unhappy, and he
but when he got drafted, remember how he walked out onto the stage? Just like everyone's like, "Oh, is he even want to be drafted by the Bills?"
He is a low-key guy. That's exactly what he is. And him saying he doesn't want any drama, that's absolutely right. You don't want to try to take the attention and bring it upon yourself.
Yeah.
But if the cap keeps going up.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What's the safest number, I think, when it comes to James Cook and the affordability for him? I think 12.
100%.
I'm comfortable with 12.
And I think, I mean,
absolutely,
we've talked about
because
it.
Because of how he has impacted this team.
Yeah.
I'm cool with 12.
And it makes sense. He would say 15.
Yeah, you
go in
high.
You go in high. And we've talked about that. You that's the first rule. If you ever watched an episode of Pawn Stars, go in absolutely astronomical.
This is a reference.
And then you go astronomically low on the other end. And then you meet in the middle. 12 then sounds like an absolute bargain.
12 sounds like so the Bills will start at 10 and James will be like, nah,
no,
man,
can't do that. Can't do that. And then, you know,
12,
highest 12, I can
12,
go
five.
Is 12.
12,
can
5.
You do 12-5? Yes. Like that's just that's how
perfect.
That's going to go. Like that's how it's going
to
end
exactly.
up.
Exactly. I'm happy to know though that they have this problem because it means he's been a good player.
Right. Right.
It's a problem that you have, but it's a good problem to have. It is one where you're going to have to make tough decisions when you're a good football team and you have a quarterback at the cap hit that you have with Josh Allen.
Well, so you need to make sacrifices to keep your quarterback.
You need to make sacrifices to keep your quarterback, and it's never easy.
No.
Come on.
No.
Let's be real about that here.
It is not.
It is never easy. We just got food. And
thank you.
Cannot be more thrilled about that. Ryan has been our MVP here today.
Yes.
So if you are down here, by the way,
Ryan Hasenauer is absolutely a ticket item for someone that you should stop and say hi to.
And
he's got the blue polo on. If you see him, go say hi to Ryan Hasenauer and tell him that Derek Kramer says his hellos.
Yes, and we're also staring at the best commercial in the Super Bowl, by the way.
Oh, God.
Seal as a seal.
Oh, my God. That is terrible. I didn't see that the first time around.
No.
That's terrifying.
It's the best, though.
That's nightmare fuel.
From the studio that brought you Puppy Monkey Baby, Seal as a Seal. That's what I was honestly, though, like, that's what I was watching the Super Bowl for the first half before it got, like, oh, my God, the Eagles are destroying.
Anyone in the autograph room right now sees me putting my hand to my face, face palming because of you. Just so that, like.
I mean.
Oh, boy.
You got to look at it.
Oh, my God.
You got to look back
at
history,
I don't want to look at that.
It's my favorite.
No, thank you. Anyway, let's get back on track here with James Cook.
Sorry. Seal as a seal got me.
We got food, though, too. That was the other part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with 12, 12 and a half, even 13. I'm okay with that.
15 is just a little rich. And it's
15's rich.
You just look at the market, though.
You already need to do cap gymnastics.
Yes.
But Cook's comments do encourage me that he's not going to hold out.
No.
The year.
He doesn't want the drama. He doesn't want the attention on him. He's fine.
You know that's the number one way to do it is exactly by that.
Right.
So.
And it's interesting, too, because he honestly, if the running back market was better, like, they actually paid. Look, Derrick Henry doesn't even make that much.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley doesn't make that much. The only one that makes that much is Christian McCaffrey, who doesn't deserve to make that much, as far as I'm concerned, injury-wise.
And typically,
so it's just
it's also about when.
Yes.
It's not about how good you are. It's about when your contract's up.
Exactly.
But Saquon didn't get that money.
No.
And that's a big deal here. That's why running back is such a weird niche within the market.
And it's such a pivotal part of the game, too. Like,
there's a resurgence going on.
Yes, yeah. Like, now you've seen teams really just invest in the – look at Philadelphia. They needed that. They needed Saquon Barkley.
Saquon was the extra push for them.
And look at it didn't even help them in the Super Bowl by that means, so it doesn't really help the market.
They dominated without him having a good Super Bowl.
Exactly. So I think that
goes back to it.
The variability of the running back market kind of stems from that, because you can have – look at the Bills.
It's a little bit of column A and it's a little bit of column B.
Until
there's been a resurgence in running back, but look at the Super Bowl and go, biggest game of the year. They shut you down, but that should also say, hey, I was that big of a deal
right. That
they needed to.
The Bills made an AFC
Derrick
championship
Henry,
with
– we needed to shut down Derrick Henry. That's what the Bills were saying.
Yep.
We need to shut down Derrick Henry. They did it. They won.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a resurgence going on.
Yep.
And I think that's where fans are a little uncomfortable, is that Buffalo is in one of the cities where
– that resurgence is
that
happening.
That resurgence has a cap figure.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Because if you look, like I was saying – the Bills went to an AFC championship with Frank Gore. Who was the running back in 2020? Not Frank Gore. Who was the running back in 2020? I'm trying to think. Singletary.
Yeah, Singletary, Zach Moss.
Zach Moss, yeah. So
not
the greatest running back room. They went to an AFC championship with those guys, right? And then you go to an AFC championship with James Cook, Ty Johnson, Ray Davis. And I don't know. It you look at it. And that's where the variability comes in, because they've done it without and they've done it with. But look at how they've done it with. James Cook and Joe Brady, that offense is married so well together, those two ingrained with each other.
Yep.
Look at before with Ken Dorsey. I know the team wasn't great in general before with Ken Dorsey.
Well, the running game improved, obviously, without him.
That Dallas game, not even a full couple games as the offensive coordinator. James Cook won that game.
Yes.
The offense didn't do anything.
That
Joe
Dallas
Brady
was
just like, you know what? They're not adjusting. We're just going to kill him with James Cook the entire
game.
They're
still in dime. We're going to keep going.
Yeah.
Our guys are bigger than you.
So the Bills have done it both ways, and you're now seeing them have the running
backs.
Yeah.
To your game, that's going to mean you're going to have to pay that guy or find a valuable replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a tough discussion, tough situation about this. All throughout the offseason, we're going to probably be talking about this.
Right.
Until something's ultimately done about it.
12-5.
I think at the end of the day, you either pay him 12-5, or if you're a fan that is not comfortable with that, don't be disrespectful about it. The man is asking for his money, and
like, you have a job, you'd ask for a raise. He has a job, and he's asking
for raises, baby. Just ask for raises.
And I get it. It's a different situation because it's millions of dollars.
It's millions of dollars, but it is the market rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
No one wants to be undervalued at their position,
and that's ultimately what it's about.
Yeah,
he's trying to find the proper value. Going negotiations high. End up at a number that's comfortable for everybody.
Right.
This isn't like Tremaine Edmonds in his final years of Bill, where I said,
with how he was playing that last year as a Bill. I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
Because I knew that they weren't going to be able to afford him. James Cook is not getting that kind of contract.
No.
On the open market, I don't think.
Maybe. Maybe a desperate team.
But.
Right? I don't know.
But I'm getting more and more comfortable in he's going to be here next year. He's going to play out the rest of his deal. And we'll see what we get from there.
Yes, yes. I'm there. If he really was, and I don't think he is, if he really was big on the move, like, hey, I need this much and this is the lowest I'm willing to go, I think they might consider a trade of some kind, especially when they are looking for bigger pieces elsewhere, because he's
a huge asset. I will fully expect, though, that the Bills are going to use a day three pick early on another running back.
Exactly.
That might be where you get your answer of where this thing's going.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550 is the number to call. 1-888-550-2550. Anything that you've got on the table here. The Sabres come back today against the New York Rangers, who for some reason had too many players on the Four Nations Team USA.
Yeah.
No, I'm not salty. Yes, I am. But, obviously, the Four Nations Tournament had come and gone. James Cook, how much is a comfortable number for him, for you as well? Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're live at Batavia Downs here for the Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo show. If you're out here, come say hello. We're in the autograph room as well.
Yes.
So, you know, we had a couple of people walking by, waving at us as well. Mm-hmm. So that was a first for us.
Yeah. Come say hi. Don't be shy. We're just going to be eating our chicken fingers with our headphones off in between commercial breaks.
Yes, so. About to house these. You're listening to WGR.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.